The House will be in order. The Chair recognizes Representative Abdul-Samad for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I don't know why I do that. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I wanted to introduce my replacement. Oh. I wanted to do an introduction. The other day we had a Girl Scout troop, 610, that came, and they, one of the young ladies, which is actually Representative Marty Anderson's great niece and nephew, came, and he helped me to do the tour, you know, for the Girl Scouts for 610. But they forgot to give me his name, so he didn't get his certificate. But he was such a great help and wanted to be actually Speaker of the House one day, you know, that he told him that we would introduce him to the Speaker and to all the representatives and present his certificate to him. And if you don't, come here, man. Come here. Let me do this real quick. There, stand up. You got to stand up. There you go. All right. But I want to introduce you to Kenneth Banana, and he likes being called Banana, you know, Mimerte, right?
No, is it?
Him too. All right. Having been brought to the attention of State Representative K.O. Abdul-Samad that Banana deserves recognition for completing the Iowa State Capitol tour with Girl Scout Troop 610. So therefore, in consideration for the foregoing, the undersigned does hereby extend congratulations and warm wishes on the 17th day of February. That was the date to our friend Banana, who is now an honorary House of Representatives here. So please give him a warm welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Kaufman for Senate File 183, Representative Fry for House File 2246, Representative Andrews for House File 2297, Representative Bloomingdale for House File 2247, Representative Momsen for House File 2380. Representative Westrich for House File 2446, Representative Andrews for House File 2399, Representative Wolf for House File 825, Representative Height for House File 2419, and House File 2468, and Representative Losey for House File 2443.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar for opening remarks on Senate File 183.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate File 183 authorizes construction manager at risk for public construction. That concludes my opening comments, Mr. Speaker, and there are amendments.
Will the clerk call up the First Amendment?
H1380 by Wilburn of Story.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilburn, for opening remarks on H1380.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I ask to defer.
The clerk call up the next amendment.
H1381 by Hunter of Polk.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter, for opening remarks on H1381.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask for unanimous consent to defer on Amendment 1381.
Seeing no objections, so ordered. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H8028 by Dio of Story.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Dio, on Amendment H8028.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask to defer on this amendment in favor of one that's coming later.
The gentleman from Story requests to withdraw Amendment H8028. Hearing no objections, so ordered. The clerk call up the next amendment.
H8076 by Dio of Story.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Dio, for Amendment H8076.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, what we have before us today, this amendment is actually A bill that was introduced earlier this session was never considered for a subcommittee or a committee, and we felt like it was a good idea to allow the members here in the House to have a chance to vote on this. What this bill which is now the amendment that's before us, was a negotiation that occurred between design build folks and Competitive Bidding Alliance, two groups that have generally been at opposite poles in the past, and they spent some time and came together on an agreement on some policy that they felt would be acceptable to a larger group of people. And I think if you actually go back and look at the original bill, you'll see that the lobbyist registrations, this amendment, when it was a bill, had much broader support than the bill that we are actually debating today. Let me briefly go through some of my concerns about the bill and why this amendment is better policy. The CMAR selection process is suggestive and open to manipulation, favoring large construction companies over small and medium-sized companies. The regents currently use CMAR and have shown that the statement of qualifications process can be used to eliminate qualified contractors. The bill does not define best value, and it allows the selection of CMAR based on favoritism. The amendment you have requires qualified contractors, but does not exclude anyone without just cause, and is also tied to price for all projects. Guaranteed maximum price is not a guaranteed maximum price, as it states in the bill. CMAR's proposed fees and guaranteed maximum price will contain contingencies and allowances for change orders. Cost is not consistent upon the project, and the decision is still contingent upon the project and decisions by the owner. CMAR is not going to take the risk for the owner due to changes to change orders or issues with subcontractors. In the amendment, cost is the predominant factor in the selection of all delivery methods, and the process is much more transparent. In CMAR, even subcontractors can be excluded from bidding based on subjective processes. This can exclude your local subcontractors. Excuse me, I'm looking here. I think I've got a page that didn't print. Okay. Another thing that's in the bill that I don't for sure I understand why it does this is the bill specifically prohibits selecting an architect, an engineer, or a landscape architect via a fee-based selection process. Again, not protecting taxpayers by mandating these design professionals are selected by quality-based selection processes and prohibiting fee-based selection. Going back to the subcontractors, CMAR gets to qualify the subcontractors based on subjective criteria, and only those qualified by CMAR get to bid. Also, the CMAR project is built by low bidding subcontractor instead of subcontractors that the builder has relationships with. CMAR has no liability or responsibility for subcontractors, unlike design bid build and design build, which is what is in the amendment. Traditional design build, bid build, and In the amendment, the contractor gets to pick subcontractors they want to use. They are also tied to price. The contractor is forced to pick competitively priced subcontractors that will perform as required by a contractor. This is to the benefit of the taxpayer and the owner because it ensures both low cost and quality work. In the bill, the CMAR is allowed to bid on subcontractor packages and even be selected, even if it's not the low bid. And how is this protecting the taxpayer? Again, a subjective and undefined standard. A CMAR can bid on trade packages and be awarded the contract even if not the low bid, based upon the owner determining that it's in the best interest of the project. Additionally, self-performing CMARs do not need to comply with bidding requirements or general conditions, which puts their price at a competitive advantage already. All of this is very complex, obviously, and I know there's a lot of folks that have been hearing about this issue for a long time, and there's, it's a very difficult, complex issue to explain to people, but the people that have looked at this amendment and have compared the two, I've yet to had anyone tell me that this amendment is not better public policy than the bill that we're here debating today. Let's pass the best alternative. Let the Senate decide if they will take it. If they don't, there's no emergency. We can still come back and work on this next year. It's much harder to come back and fix something that's bad policy after it's already been made law. Mr. Amendment, I will be happy to take any questions or comments on the amendment.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I want to thank Representative Dio and Representative Momsen for bringing this amendment forward. And they're right, it is a good compromise. It's a good bipartisan compromise. And it's a compromise that not only has been worked out by many of the parties involved with this alternative bidding, but I think it's very much a superior product to the bill itself. And therefore, I would urge the body to vote yes. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative Hunter, I'm glad to see you and Representative Dio getting along so well. I respectfully disagree with many of the critiques of Senate File 183, but I do agree with a lot of the merits of the amendment. That being said, my job is one thing today, and that is to expand public construction delivery methods so that the private sector isn't playing by one set of rules and the public by another. And right now, after 4 years of working on this, I can tell you that while I appreciate the work that was done over the interim to make an amendment that is not something that is terrible and actually has some good merits, my job is to pass what can become law today in this session. This amendment will not become law under any circumstance. Of that, I'm 100% confident. And so I believe that Senate File 183 needs to pass without this amendment, and I would respectfully ask my body to vote no.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair, the gentleman from Clinton, Representative Momsen, for closing remarks on Amendment H8076.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've struggled with this, as everybody knows, especially in my caucus. And I tend to try and simplify things, and that's what I'm going to do. So if I apologize right now. And so when I sat down and wrote the pros and cons and pros, and one thing that I had heard jumped out and bit me. There's like 40 other states have passed this, and Iowa needs to do it for that reason. And this was gnawing on me, and then I hate to say it, but an assignment I had back in high school kind of jumped out at me. And it was an assignment given to me by my English instructor, and we had to analyze a poem. And the poem I was given was Robert Frost's poem, A Road Less Traveled By. And in that poem, I got a C on the paper, so that's probably why I didn't understand it correctly. But right now we're at that crossroads, just like that poem. I don't remember. I should have looked it up. I apologize. But the traveler comes along a crossroads in a fork in the road, and we're at that fork right now. And the one road, all 48 or 47 of the other states are on it. And so the thought here is that we should get on that because that's the busy one. You know, that's the popular one. But the last line in that poem, and I'll never forget it, was, or is, I took the road less traveled by. And that's what this amendment does. We go on a different road, and it's less traveled by. And that busy road kind of gives you the idea, at least in my mind, in my opinion, winner take all kind of a theory. Well, this other road, I believe, supports the underdog. So if you're a person that tends to root for the underdog, and you believe that underdog, whether win or lose, should have a level playing field, then Amendment 8076 creates that level playing field for everybody. So, Mr. Speaker, I move Amendment H8076.
The gentleman from Clinton moves Amendment H. A division and a record. A gentleman from Clinton moves the amendment H8076. A division and a record has been requested by the lady from Polk Representative Conference and seconded by the gentleman from Polk Representative Hunter. This is now a record roll call vote. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote? Hall votes aye. Gaines votes aye. Height votes no. Mitchell votes no. Jones votes no. Abdul Samad votes aye. Dunwell votes aye. Have you all now voted? Have you all now voted? Have you all now voted? Clerk, close machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 49. Absent, not voting, 3. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H-1377 by Masher of Johnson.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher, on amendment H-1377.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this amendment is very simple. It would allow the Iowa Board of Regents to enter into design-build contracts for projects under their jurisdiction. Obviously, the university has had this flexibility for quite some time. And the beauty in that, it has saved the taxpayers of Iowa a great deal of money by allowing them that flexibility, because they can make changes during the construction projects that actually improve upon the buildings that are being built and, again, save millions of dollars for Iowans. There have been a number of projects that have been built in Iowa City over the last few years, as well as Iowa State and UNI. And our regents are extremely conscientious about the dollars that they invest in our buildings. We have a new hospital, a children's hospital, that has been extremely popular and has brought in world-class doctors from across the country. We have new dormitories that have been built, and they've been actually able to build additional floors because they had that design-build flexibility. We have a new pharmacy building, and again, there were changes made during the construction that saved the state dollars and improved upon the building. So this is the kind of thing that we should allow our regents to do. I know Iowa State has a new innovation center. UNI is in the process of building many, many new buildings. And again, that flexibility saves tax dollars. I'll repeat that, it saves tax dollars. And it seems to me taking that away from the regents is just irresponsible. We can do and we should do better. We should make sure that we have the utmost flexibility when these projects are being built. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Mr. Speaker, I would question whether this amendment is germane.
Will the lady from Johnson and the gentleman from Cedar approach well? Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher, for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd ask for a suspension of the rules, and I'd ask for an I would move that we have a division and a record on this amendment, H-1377. Thank you.
The lady from Johnson moves immediate consideration of amendment H-1377. Division requested has been division and a record has been requested, seconded by the lady from Polk, Representative Confers. This is now a record roll call vote. Clerk, open machine, receive your vote. Height votes no. Stade votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Gaines votes aye. Mitchell votes no. Abdul Samad votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close the machine. The House pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 38. Those voting no, 57. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H-81378 by McConkie of Pottawatomie.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative McConkie, on amendment amendment H-1378.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. What this amendment H-1378 does, it strikes line 27 to 33. And this amendment ensures construction managers at risk are obligated to adhere to any terms and conditions for agreements and contracts made with any trade or labor organization. It eliminates the ability of the construction manager at risk to void labor contracts to any construction manager at risk who self-perform. I want to thank Representative Dio Monson for their attempt, for their amendment. And Representative Dio said it best, you know, this is a bad policy. You know, what this is gonna do, this amendment accepted, if the construction manager at risk uses the ability to void labor contracts and that he's entered into, it's gonna wind up in court. The National Labor Relations Board is gonna have to rule on it. And I believe there's even questions if they could even do this constitutionally. So to avoid in any lawsuits, I asked this body to accept this amendment.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative McConkie, I understand what your amendment attempts to do. I appreciate the efforts. I have an affinity for the trades, I really do. But first of all, I would disagree with your assertions, and I think there are reasonable arguments on both sides, but attorneys with decades of experience in this realm would disagree with your characterization. And I go back to the point that you're going to get sick of me hearing this entire debate, and that is that we owe it to the public taxpayers to give an alternative delivery method, and any amendment to this bill will cost the taxpayers millions. So with that, I would recommend my caucus votes no.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Representative Kaufman is right. We do owe the public an alternative bidding method. The bidding method that we have is proved to be antiquated and not in the best interest of the people of Iowa. But what we do owe the people of Iowa is to give them a good alternative bidding method. With the prohibition on labor contracts in this amendment or on this bill, that makes this bill not a good public alternative method. And I know the Senate is going, oh, we gotta need this bill. If we don't get it, we're not gonna pass anything. Well, maybe the House should take control a little bit and say we're gonna give the people of Iowa a good alternative bidding system. There's a reason if this bill gets passed with this ban in it, there is a reason that Iowa will be the only state in the country with this particular ban. And actually, there's two reasons. Number one, it's not good policy. And number two, it's illegal. Lawyers across the country may disagree on something, but each and every labor attorney that I have talked to are unanimous. This is illegal, it goes against NLRB rules, and will probably be struck down in court. Not even probably, it will be struck down in court. So let's save the state a little attorney fee by having to defend this piece of something or other. Let's take it out to begin with. It's not good policy, it's illegal, and it's gonna wind up costing the state money. I would urge this body to vote for the McConkie Amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie for closing remarks on Amendment H1378.
Well, I want to thank Representative Hunter for summing it up. I mean, that's what we're going to run into. If the construction manager at risk uses this clause that's in there, there is going to be some lawsuits, and there's going to be, when you enter a contract, and then after you've already entered it and it started to work, and then you decide to void it because you've made a mistake, you did a little cost overrun, so you have to bring it down. And what you do, you avoid the contracts. But I respectfully disagree with Representative Kaufman. I believe this is illegal for him to have this construction manager risk to be able to do this. So, and I want to thank Representative Deo and Representative Monson again for their amendment. And I'll repeat, Representative Deo said, this is bad policy. And, it could have been something that it would have been good for the state of Iowa and for the taxpayers. And that, I move this amendment.
Gentleman from Pottawatomie moves Amendment H1378. All those in favor shall vote aye. Record. A division of record has been requested by the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter, seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. Clerk, open the machine, receive your vote. Height votes no. Segrist votes no. Gaines votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Osmondson votes aye. Excuse me, Osmond votes no. I apologize, Representative. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close machine, read the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 44. Those voting no, 54. Absent or not voting two. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1379 by Kurth of Scott.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth, for opening remarks on amendment H1379.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen in the House. Amendment H1379 is a very simple amendment. What it does is it requires that a construction manager at risk contract to give preference to Iowa-based companies and Iowa-based goods if the bids are comparable. So in other words, this particular amendment will not cost the public anything, and it's good for Iowa. We've all seen the signs and we've heard about the promotions that talk about grown in Iowa or raised in Iowa. Well, besides being a very nice concept, it also isn't an economically sound concept. There's an economic theory called the velocity of money. And what it says is the more times that money turns over within a community, the better it is for the economics of that community. So this particular concept, if we keep our money in Iowa, we raise our score on that particular economic measure, and it's good for us. So I think it would be good for Iowa. It would be helpful to Iowa. It would increase our economic standing.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Kurth, I direct these comments with all due respect. You and I get along, unlike Bruce and I sometimes. But I would disagree that this is an economically sound amendment. I would call it an economically crippling amendment, because we have reciprocal bidding laws with surrounding states that would be enacted if this amendment carried. So for example, if we did this and cut off Illinois people from our bidding process, your contractors in Davenport would be punished severely for a lot of the jobs that they do. So for that reason, Mr. Speaker, I would recommend that the caucus votes no on this amendment.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the thought of Representative Kaufman and I not getting along together sometimes, it's just, it goes right to my heart. It was either last week or the week before in state government, a committee that Representative Kaufman chairs, we passed a bill out of there dealing with China that if they reciprocate could cost the state of Iowa $2 billion. Nothing much was said about that reciprocation, but all of a sudden giving a priority, and we're not giving an absolute, we're giving a priority to Iowa products, to Iowa services, and to Iowa people. We're all of a sudden gonna cripple the state of Iowa. I don't see that. I see that giving added jobs to those people that manufacture Iowa products. I see it bringing money into the economy by hiring people that work and live in the state of Iowa. I see nothing but good that can come out of buying Iowa. And again, we're not saying that it's an absolute. We're saying that you need to give a priority to those products, to those workers, and to this state. And if that's not good business, I don't know what is. I would urge everyone to support the Kurth Amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth, for closing remarks on Amendment H1379.
You know, the key term in this bill is comparable in price. And if the companies are comparable in price, what does it hurt to keep the business in Iowa? What does it hurt to buy the products in Iowa? This bill would only help Iowa's economy, and I would like to move Amendment H1379 and ask for a division and a record.
The lady from Scott moves Amendment H1379, requests a division and record. Seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. Will the clerk please open the machine and receive your vote? James votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Losi votes no. Segrist votes no. Hall votes aye. Confers votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 59. Absent or not voting, 2. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H-8050 by Jurdy of Lynn.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jurdy, for opening remarks on amendment H-8050.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Amendment H-8050 allows cities and county to require specific prospective bidders to issue a sworn statement of qualifications. This allows the cities and counties to ensure that when they are getting bids, that the bidders are able to produce the product, the financial ability to perform, the possession of necessary equipment. It ensures that cities and counties and the taxpayers of these entities are going to get what they're promised.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Mr. Speaker, I would question whether this amendment is germane.
Will the gentleman from Lynn and Cedar please approach it well? Representative Kaufman, your point is well taken. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask for a motion to immediately suspend the rules to consider amendment H-8050 and request a division and record.
The gentleman from Lynn moves immediate consideration of amendment H-8050, request a division and record, seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. Clerk, open machine, receive your vote. Ingalls votes no. Wolf votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Hannon votes aye. James votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Cisneros votes no. Klein votes no. Osmondson votes no. Latham votes no. Height votes no. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine, the House pay attention, results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 58. Absent not voting, 3. The motion has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment? Previously deferred on.
H1380, previously deferred by Wilburn of Story.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilburn, for Amendment H. Point of order, Representative Confers. State your point.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus immediately in room 305.
The House will stand at ease with the fall of the gavel.